This episode is sponsored by Cruise Planners, aka Dell's Travel Company. If you need to take a trip anywhere, whether it's in the country or out of the country, then Dell's Travel Company is for you. I myself used this service on my honeymoon, but it got me from Philadelphia to Manchester to Liverpool to London to Paris, all places I had no idea what to do when I was there, and I just followed my itinerary and I was all set. So if you want to find out more about this company, stay tuned to the middle of the episode to find out how to join his mailing list.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to another Scene Invaders episode 248. This is going to be like a kind of Scene Invaders kind of slash Jones Corner, whatever. You know, we're just kind of making it up as we go along at this point, folks. So, but I'm joined by a very, very, very special guest, Jay Simpson, comedian from the Philadelphia area, musical comedian. Forgive me, I apologize. Not only just a funny man, but a musical comedian. Exactly. He's performed all over Punchline, AC Jokes in Atlantic City. Is that what it's called, Jay? AC Jokes? Isn't there more to that? No, that's it. No. AC Jokes, Broadway Comedy Club, even the Sundance Film Festival. So let's give it up for Jay. What's up, man? How are you? Yes.
I'm fucking good, man. Glad to be like out of quarantine, but I just ended up just chilling on the couch all day anyway.
Yeah, man, you still kind of look like you're in quarantine a little bit. I turned on the Zoom cam. I was like, oh, this is not really still doing good. So Jay actually unfortunately got the Rona for Christmas and was so nice.
Got it from the Philly comedy scene.
Well, definitely. And I think I mentioned this before, you know, Philly comedy was shut down for a few weeks because people kept on
like 2 weeks tops.
At least, yeah.
We're back at Raven tonight. We're back at Raven tonight. So
oh, dope. Awesome.
I guess we're all getting sick again.
I guess we're all getting sick again. Yeah. I did Shane's off the leash at Fergie's Pub. If anyone in Philadelphia area, I don't know. We have so many listeners all around. Like we have some in Philly, but like we have a lot like Canada and all over country and like even in like Monaco, like weird places, Netherlands. Oh, yeah. But like, but for the Philly people, there's Philly comedy all over. Fergie's Pub on Wednesdays does an off the leash comedy show. I did that last night. So the open mic.
I was supposed to be on the 22nd, the showcase there, but he canceled it. So he said he'd get me back in the new year. Mm. Shane's a good dude.
I like Shane's a great dude.
He's a very nice dude.
Yeah, Shane's a great dude. When I first met Shane, he had like an afro kind of thing, and I kept on telling him like, "Oh, you look like Lil Dicky." And I don't know if he liked that.
But I kind of like to watch. I think I'd like to watch him fuck like just once, you know.
Lil Dicky and Shane.
No, just Shane fucking anything. I can fucking watch him fuck a cantaloupe or something. You know, I was like, oh yeah, like he'd be like real chill about it.
I think so too. He would be. He's very like, all right. Like I don't even think you'd have to throw it in the microwave.
Just a room temp melon, dude.
Nah, like a free, like it's frozen. A frozen one, yeah. You know what I mean.
You got to be pretty hard to get through that melon.
Well, this is going to be another like 45 minutes of just talking about people. Yeah. No, just different comedians. Just all the different comedians and different like fruits. We want to watch them fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, what are we talking about today?
I believe the footnotes were Boba Fett and Batman.
Correct. Yeah. So we're going to be covering a few things. Main one is the Book of Boba Fett. It's out on Disney Plus. It dropped Wednesday. What dropped? What was What was yesterday's date? Good Lord. 28th? 29th? Yeah.
29th.
Yeah, December 29th. And obviously, of course, you've seen it.
Yeah, I actually just watched it this morning.
Awesome.
I'm more of like a, not really a big Star Wars guy, actually. Like, The Mandalorian's cool. I like The Mandalorian. And then, like, Boba Fett came. I was like, do we really need two of these guys? We really need both of them? Like, the
Mm-hmm. I thought you were a big Star Wars guy for some reason.
Oh, no. No, I'm a Trek guy.
That's awesome.
I have a little Spock mural thing.
Oh, do you? That's awesome. Yeah. Well, guys, we're out of time. I'd like to thank everybody, all our listeners, for supporting.
Star Wars is corny, dude.
You're like, fuck that long time ago shit. I want the future, yeah, son.
Yeah, what? I did notice what... What does a Tusken Raider like look like? Like, because they're not born. That's not their faces, are they?
Oh, the sand people. All the sand people.
Those the big ones, not the really? Little dude. yeah, that dude.
Yeah.
Are those? Those are wraps and masks.
Yeah, they're sand people. I mean, George Lucas's inspiration for the sand people comes, you know, straight out of Dune. You know, where did you see a new Dune movie?
No.
God, man, you and Manny Brown don't want to watch sci-fi shit.
I watch sci-fi stuff. I used to have like the Dune little box set, the one that came out on like sci-fi, you know.
With the Picard in it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that one's cool. If you like that one, you definitely love the Dune, like the new one. Yeah, so good, very, very, very fucking good. Like,
all
right, like kind of also too, Jack, because I know you. Pop a little bit of an edible, watch it. You're gonna love it. I mean, it's like 3 hours long, but it's like an epic, and it's a two-parter too.
Like my six-hour. Well, the one's not out yet, right? No, that's just the first chapter.
It's just the first, the first part. Yeah, 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 man. I hear you. 6 hour, 7 hour epics. Like, why do I want to sit through that? But as long as they make it really good, like,
yeah.
I mean, did you watch the Zack Snyder Justice League?
Oh, like literally as soon as it dropped, and I watched it twice.
Dude, 4 hours, bro. 4 or 5 hours, something like that.
It didn't feel like it.
And it wasn't, and guess what? Wasn't long enough. Which is the craziest part. More. Yeah. Oh my God, you could so do more. I mean, just Martian Manhunter at the end coming, you know what I mean? Saying what's up, which unfortunately was supposed to be Green Lantern. But they opted out and they changed it or something.
They did do a Green Lantern cameo, didn't they? Then they go.
Well,
to,
they did. Well, they did when they went to when they went back in time, talking about when Doomsday
first game.
Yeah, Darkseid came first. Came
Darkseid.
Darkseid. Dark. You know, Darkseid. Darkseid, you know, Darkseid was not an original Jack Kirby idea.
Hey, you know, his eye beams don't really destroy you. His omega beams, they just send you through time like they did to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, they did. Hey, yeah. That's a great fucking, hey man, that was a great arc, dude.
Yeah.
I found that Bruce Wayne, like going back in time, like Neanderthal. And you know the story of the bat and shit. That was pretty cool. People are like, "What the fuck are they talking about? This is nothing like Boba Fett."
It's like, why is Batman a pirate?
Why is Batman a pirate? Those are cool though. If no one, if you guys want to know what we're talking about, there is in DC Comics, Batman gets killed. R.I.P. Batman dies. Like, this was in the news and shit, right? I think this was around when what? I think when they killed fucking. Not long after when they killed Steve Rogers.
Yeah,
they were killing everybody. Like somebody, like comic book industry was like, ooh, you know what we should start doing? We should start killing our characters. Fuck it. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like, You know, remember in the 90s when they were like, fuck it, we're just going to restart the Marvel Universe. Fuck it. Who cares? Or wait, that was the DC Universe. DC Universe. Yeah, we're just going to restart everything. Fuck it.
Yeah, but then the Marvel switched over to like the Ultimate Universe or something like that.
They did, and they did another Ultimate Universe, and then that led into a bunch of different fucking shit. So, which, I mean, kind of gave us Secret Wars, which is definitely going to be leading up in the MCU.
For sure.
That's definitely, and listen, hey, I want it. Fuck it.
Do you think that there's like too many Spider-Men? Like, I think we need to pump the brakes on the Spider-Man for a little bit.
With this
one, it was great. I just think, all right, give it some time to breathe. It's gonna get. I don't want Spider-Man to get hacky, dude. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, you
gotta let it breathe.
Yeah,
let it breathe.
Yeah, I think with anything, you know, even especially audiences get fatigued, and there could definitely be a Spider-Man fatigue where we're seeing too many Spider-Man things, and I mean. I don't know, like if Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse wasn't a fucking like masterpiece, kind of like best Spider-Man movie ever. Yeah, I would say like, yeah, you know, we're going too fucking far with all these Spider-Man movies, but
it's just a matter of time till they mess it up. Till it starts to get lame. It's like,
oh, you just got to end on my note. Oh, Amy Pascal. Can't wait for that day. She is so about ruining it for everybody, like so much so. There's that meme where you see Kevin Feige and her talking, and she starts talking crazy shit, and Kevin Feige just looks over at her like, I want to smack this bitch. Like, shut. What? Stop. You know? Dude, yo, they get... Do you understand that those Marvel like actors and shit like that, if you fucking leak anything, say anything stupid, you get like an anonymous text message and be like, we fucking told you. Bless you.
COVID.
COVID. Ooh. See, folks? He was like, nah, Sean, I'm asymptomatic. I'm asymptomatic. Okay.
Nah, I was. I got out of quarantine last night, and I did a show up in Easton. Ooh, it was first time back at a bar in 7 days.
It went pretty nice. Ooh, wow, awesome. Yeah, that's what's up. Easton's pretty nice. It's a different crowd up there.
Yeah, I'm from that way.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from like Mays area, and then I went to move to Bethlehem for a while.
Oh, sweet. A little bit. Awesome. Nice. Rock on, man.
Quaint little town.
Quaint. Very quaint.
I feel like if you're into meth.
If you're into meth. I mean, hey, man, they're into meth down here, too. You know, I mean, more so, it's more fentanyl is their game here. But they'll take anything, honest to God.
Uppers and downers.
Uppers, downers, sideways, whatever. Seriously. Nope. You know, and it's so funny too, because like you meet people that are either not from Philadelphia or not really familiar with it. You know, it's kind of one of these cities where, you know, maybe you hear about it and you go, okay, it's like the Liberty Bell. Oh, there's like a lot of, you know, there's a lot of history to it. And, you know, they don't believe you when you're like, no, there's like a huge heroin epidemic. It's happening throughout the entire city. You're like, really? I don't think so. Yeah.
This isn't just the place where Ben Franklin got syphilis. This is a lot.
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah, fucking so much shit. But I think we digress. But Boba Fett. Sorry, though. We're just gonna keep on going on tangents, folks. Okay. Boba Fett, episode one, Stranger in a Strange Land. I love the title for this one. This was a really nice one, and I want to circle back. I want to touch on your Trekkie love as well. But like,
for sure.
What was your idea? Like, you know, what was your kind of, I guess, thoughts on the first episode, Boba Fett? I know you just said that, you know, maybe there's too many of them, but
the whole time I was like, man, get this guy some chapstick. He needs chapstick. They had him dry. They dried him out, dude.
Well, it well that was because he was in the Sarlacc, and the Sarlacc, obviously, of course, when we watch Return of the Jedi, they say, "Hey, listen, you know, Jabba, we will feed you to the Sarlacc, and you will digest for 1,000 years," which I think C-3PO said. And when you're in, when he was in there, especially in the Legends material, Boba Fett did. I think he like ruptured its spleen or something like that, but you know, he was in there and shit like that. That's why he was suffocating. That's why he had to grab that. Yeah. That's why he had grabbed that fucking that oxygen from the stormtrooper things, which is a throwback and callback to what the stormtroopers were originally supposed to be. They were supposed to be these like, you know, warrior fighters that were supposed to operate in space and shit like that. And that's why they had that thing, that seal thing. So kind of a throwback, but no, like, I mean, he and also too, he torched that thing, so he just burned up. That's why he's all fucked up.
I was hoping he would just rocket back up, like jetpack. He got a jetpack.
Yeah,
just yeah, straight up.
Yeah,
he could have used it a bunch of times in this episode and didn't. I think they're saving it.
Well, I think also too, isn't the jetpack fucked up? Because isn't that how they hit him? And he goes, "Bah!" and he does the Wilhelm scream. Yeah, and he crashes into the jet. Yeah. I like yours.
I love that one. it starts with a G.
It's gonna be the whole entire episode. Honestly, yeah, he could have jetpacked up. He definitely could have jetpacked up, but like, who the fuck? He was damaged. I think it was damaged.
Yeah, they did damage the jetpack.
Yeah,
they didn't hit him that hard. Like, that Boba Fett death is...
Oh, it's a weak one. It's a very weak one for, like, this... For this fucking, like, bounty hunter that's supposed to be, like, epic and shit like that, talks back to Darth Vader? Yeah, nah, bro. Very fucking... Not great. You know what I mean? Not great. You got your ass kicked by a fucking moisture farmer.
Wait, but Boba Fett accidentally... Like, when you just turn around and bump him...
Yeah, right. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Wait, so Boba Fett can take his helmet off though.
He can't take his helmet off, yeah. Unlike Din Djarin and the Mandalorians that he was rescued by what? Death Watch as a boy. And they were these sect of Mandalorians who believed in the old ways of the Mandalore and didn't take your helmet off and things like that. And, you know, they moved around kind of like, you know, very nomadic Mandalorians. So, yeah. It's really funny because this is all that entire Mandalorian lore stems just from Boba Fett. He was such a great popular character that they had to create all this backstory. I don't know if you've watched the Under the Hood, Under the Helmet. It's a Disney Plus special, all about Boba Fett and the history and how that, you know, he was supposed to be
just a toy,
completely
toys.
Well, not only a toy, but he was supposed to be a completely different character. And they didn't anticipate. He was supposed to be, he was a model for what the what they wanted the stormtroopers to be. And then it like retconned back. And it's an interesting documentary. Like, I didn't know any of that shit.
I'll watch it as soon as we're done with this.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's definitely cool. But I honestly, like, Tamir Morrison just does a fantastic job as this Boba Fett. Like, I feel like if he was back then, that would never happen. Like him getting whacked around. He's so badass. He's so badass, dude. So fucking badass. I know. He definitely needs chapstick.
So Boba Fett's just, you know, like Lutheran and Episcopalian. Like, You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Like,
okay, sorry. So, like, sorry, we.
Now I know what you mean. Now I know what you mean. Actually,
can't take his helmet off. Boba Fett can't.
Really interesting. Neither. So, this is like we're getting into the weeds, fucking, of nerdom right now. I love it. Right, Boba Fett is a pure, untainted, unaltered clone of Jango Fett.
Clone Jango Fett. Yeah,
Jango Fett.
It was Jango of Mandalorian. He never took his one off.
From the stories and from a lot of the legend stories and the things that are canon, he was not a Mandalorian, correct? But his father, but he was his, and they even touch on it, I think, in The Mandalorian as well, is that his armor was given to him by the Mandalorians because his father or his grandfather, something like that, fought in the Mandalorian Wars, and they recognized him so much as a Mandalorian or whatever, or gave him respect that they gave him that armor or something warrior, like yeah. that as a warrior or whatever.
So badass. You know? We're like, yo,
then again, though, remember Mandalorians are not a race. They are a creed, you know? So
yeah, it's religion. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of a religion. But then again, then you see Bo-Katan Kree and she takes off her helmet and shit like that. You know, and fucking Katie Sackhoff. Awesome. She is super nice in person.
I remember that when she took the helmet off. I was like, oh, this bitch is phony.
Fuck yeah. Well, yeah. And guess what, though? I love that reaction that, like, you're not really a big Star Wars person. So, like, you wouldn't understand that's not really the way. And, like, her kind of backstory, because, you know, like, her sister was one of the princesses, and then she actually, or her sister and Obi-Wan fell in love, and Obi-Wan was almost Padawan was going to leave the Jedi Order to go be with her, and then something happened or whatever, and then he chose not to and shit. So they have like a whole entire backstory. Yeah, bro. Dude, if you ever want to like kind of peep in.
Maybe I am into Star Wars.
Do you know what will get you into Star Wars like nothing else? And it sounds so silly. And for years and years, I fought against it. I was like, I'm not going to watch these. Star Wars Clone Wars. The animated series. I fought against this for a long time. The
Cartoon Network one, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I fought against it for a long time. I was like, I don't fucking know. This isn't pandering to me. You know, or like, this isn't my thing. And before COVID, this is the true story. Before COVID, I was sent home to work from home, right? Way before COVID, but like way, way before the lab leak or whatever happened, or the bat or pangolin or whatever. and I was stuck at home and I was like, I'm bored. And I was like, all right, I'll watch Clone Wars, and turned it on, and I couldn't stop watching it. It was so fucking good. And it made episode one and episode two, especially episode three, make it so much more sense.
Yeah. It was good. No. From what I saw, Clone Wars was really good. I think they like ended really cool too. Or I might be thinking of Avatar. I forget.
No, Avatar, they ended pretty cool too.
They just did the last season. Is that correctly?
Correct. Yeah. They
like the last few episodes they release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. My memory's working. All right.
Your memory's working. Hey, honest to God. But guess what? Do you know why? Do you know why it's working? It's because of the pot. Pot is helping your cognitive functions operate better. So
it just helps me.
Hear that, kids? It does that too. You know what's so funny? I'm not a napper. I can't nap. If I like nap, like something's wrong, or I'm just like done with the day, but like I can't just nap. I'm just so weird. I can't do it. So it's either I'm just gonna nap or I'm just gonna fucking go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm a night person, so I just chill all day. I sleep a couple hours in the morning and then a few like in the afternoon.
See, I want to be a night person, but I am I work a 9 to 5, so I have to be up, but even still, ooh. I don't know, it sucks.
No, I got that bartender life, baby.
Dude, I used to do that a lot, man. I love that life. Honest to God, I'm very close to going back to that life. But I don't know.
Easy cash.
It is very easy cash. It is very easy cash. And now, do you bartend anywhere besides the Punchline? Jay does so many things, folks. No, that's it.
Nope, that's the one gig.
That's one gig. No. All righty.
Just good flexibility. You know, you can just, you know, go leave a guy a show or something. I can just dip.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. I've been there for like 4 or 5 years. They're so nice to me.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, the little lady is really nice with the glasses.
Oh, Quell?
Quell, yeah. Yeah, she's always, okay, yeah.
Quell's the best. I love that woman. She's one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my entire life.
I think you said that before. That's awesome. Yeah, shout out to Quell.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. There's so many people that are actually, that's so funny. Now we're just on the subject. I didn't understand how many people worked at Punchline that are in the comedy scene. And not even that, in Healy, I mean, it makes so much sense. Yeah.
I told them all to what? Come work here. Punchline's looking for people. So I was like, yeah.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Good job, Ethan.
Yeah, like I didn't know like Akash worked there. I didn't know Jake Lipinski worked there. Shout out Jake Lipinski. Yeah.
Fuck Akash Shukar.
Fuck Akash. Fuck Akash. I saw him.
Face.
He was at Fergie's last night. So he's such a sweet kid.
I hope he fell down the steps. I hope he fell down the steps.
Oh, that's the good Akash. Yeah. Come on, that's good Akash. Come on.
Yeah,
I don't even think.
Yeah, no, I just like fucking with him.
I don't think I've actually even met bad Akash. I'm not gonna lie, or maybe I have, but like, I don't know. I don't pay attention. Just, you know me.
Be thankful.
Be thankful. Yeah, exactly. Thankful.
Yeah,
trust me. Any Hoosier, good times. Any Hoosier. Probably not going to come back. Anywho,
we're talking about Clone Wars.
Clone Wars. Well, Clone Wars, Boba Fett. I mean, you know, so let's touch on your Trek knowledge really quick, just to kind of wrap it up with Boba Fett, even though it means nothing about Boba Fett. But like, what gravitated you towards Star Trek rather than Star Wars, even though you do like Star Wars and you enjoy the content, but you know, yeah. It seems like your heart kind of, you know, is set on some sort of a star date.
It just seems like Star Wars is more like religious in theme, and then Star Trek is just purely science for the most part. You know what I mean? It's more like
wait. Didn't Star Trek 3? Didn't they find God?
No, he was a satellite. V'ger.
No, they went to God. Didn't they go to God and shit like that? Where it was like Spock's brother?
I thought they thought it was God, but it was just a satellite that collided with like...
Oh, was it?
Some space dust. Yeah, it turned out to be... Yeah, they like. There's a group of people that like, they worshipped it and stuff, right?
I think you're right. You're about to Google it, aren't you?
Yeah, it was the Voyager spacecraft that, like, after like all those years, it collided with something.
Not Janeway.
Found God.
Not Janeway. Yeah, you know, I used to love them old things.
What got me into Star Trek was the J.J. Abrams ones.
Really? The J.J. Abrams ones got you into Star Trek? So you didn't grow up with Star Trek as a kid?
No, my grandfather was big into it.
Okay.
But I was like, you know, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers and stuff.
Oh, awesome. Samesies. Yeah.
Yeah, Super Sentai's the sheet.
Yeah. Well, I was introduced. I have always watched Star Trek. My old man, Papa Taff, introduced me to Star Trek. Like, I remember as a kid watching The Next Generation and being blown away of just the intro of like space, the final frontier. These are the voyages, and it just goes through the planets and shit. I would just sit there in the dark, be like, wow, fuck yeah.
Who needs a planetarium?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Oh my God. Oh hell yeah. And I maybe that was probably my favorite part. That's why I like hung out and shit like that. But like Papa Teff was definitely a huge Trekkie. I remember one time I got him a, I think it was maybe like eight or maybe seven, something like that. And I got him a, this was back when floppy disks were a thing. I'm that fucking old, folks. People are like Googling, like, what's a floppy disk? But floppy disks were a thing. Floppy disks, zip drives, and they were a thing. And Papa Taff, just like yourself, was a musician. So had tons of things, tons of, you know, programs and shit like that. He was a little bit of a computer head. So I got him a Star Trek floppy disk container, but it was one of, it was in the shape, it was like an exact replica of like the away ships, you know, on the, you know, on the ship, on the ship, they have away ships and they send it out and shit like that. It was just like that. So that's how fucking, that's dating myself, good Lord.
If they can beam people, why do they need the away ships? They can beam, you just beam them.
Well, because you got to go, because you got to go away, because you got to go, because they need it for a scientific exploration. They need to go into, you know, voyages, you know, that they need those ships for things that they can't risk sending people into or whatever. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you have beam technology, you don't really need the ship anymore.
I mean, yeah, but you kind of do though, because what if there's inter, yeah, but what if you're, see, this is going down a rabbit hole. What if you come into a, what if you come to a planet that they're at, that there's like their atmosphere is interfering with their sensors and they can't beam you down.
Oh,
so
okay.
there's like
Okay,
a,
because you have to
yeah,
pinpoint an exact location.
because you
That
have
makes
to pinpoint
sense.
an exact location. Yeah, so like if there's, if
You know,
you
if you
happen
drop
on a
it. All
planet,
right.
correct, yeah, you don't want your atoms to be
You
all fucked up.
win. All right. You win this one, Mr. Tab.
Yes, don't fuck on me with my nerd knowledge.
Yeah. I'm just poking holes in everything you
Yeah.
love.
I, you know what's so funny? I love Star Trek and Star Wars equally the same. I maybe, I don't know. Like I, it's so funny for the different franchises. I have different experiences with like both, like, and they're both indifferent, right? Like
Yeah.
so I, one time I've had the pleasure, the unpleasure of working with fucking William Shatner
That
and
was
me and him
shit.
got into a fight. Wasn't very
Oh
good.
no.
It wasn't like a, it was kind of violent, I'm not gonna lie, very violent of the words.
Did you have to put hands on
I
Captain
did,
Kirk?
I had to put hands on Captain Kirk, but
You put
Captain Kirk,
hands on James Tiberius Kirk.
Tiberius Kirk, no, but he almost put hands on me, I swear to God. He almost fucked me up.
Holy shit.
He was trying to fuck me up. Yeah, he didn't want pictures, right? I was working his line. We were super cordial in the beginning. Like, we got along really, really great. And he didn't want pictures. And my job was to tell people, hey, no pictures. And you know me, man. I got a really big fucking voice. Like Jay is there sometimes when I try to do stand up, and I'm just yelling into the mic. And I've got a big fucking voice. So I'm saying, hey, no pictures. And I'm kind of maybe screaming it because I'm in a huge fucking convention center in the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's huge. So there's tons of people, and this is pre-COVID. So I have to be authoritative, you know, and also too, I'm kind of a dick. He didn't like that. He didn't like that I was screaming and doing the thing that he told me to do. And we kind of got into it, but you know, but hey, listen, he went to space and you know. We should learn to forgive, and I haven't seen him in a while. And the next time I see him, God willing, maybe I'll apologize. So,
Wait,
but
sweet.
yeah,
Captain Kirk yelled at you for yelling?
Yelled at me for yelling. Yelled at me for being too loud and disruptive. And I was just like, well, I'm doing the thing you wanted me to do. And then I just kind of stopped doing it. And then people were taking pictures and they were like, well, what's up? Why are you not doing it? I was like, I just was told not to do it. Like, what's like, let's make up our mind, folks. Well, like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And listen, that's their just whole
like Captain Kirk.
It does sound like just like Captain Kirk, right? You send them an order, you send these red shirts out there to die, and they die, and you're mad at them for dying, right? But guess what though, dude? That's the gamble, that's the gambit, and that's that, that's their whole shtick. When they do these conventions, they go there, you know, they want you to pay for a picture, they want you to pay for a signed autograph. You know, like that's their whole thing. That's how they make money. They don't make money by you sitting there taking your phone out, taking a selfie when you're like 30, you know, feet away. And like, I understand that. And I respect that. But just be nicer about it. He's just not a nice person.
Actually, I did some convention work as well when I was living in California. I did the Ventura Comic Con up there.
Oh, cool.
I got to do.
That's kind of a big one, right?
No, it was like it was all right. It was only it was like in like a like an old like air hangar.
Okay.
And then
that kind of sounds cool though.
Yeah, I did a panel for Sid Haig, passed away.
Oh, Sid Haig from Rob Zombie fame, right? He was in A Thousand Corpses. He was the clown. Oh, well, how was he? I always heard I heard very good things. Like when he passed,
just a sweet old man.
Yeah, like when he passed, I had a few people that are, you know, in the circuit and in the industry that, you know, I've worked with him and just had tons of pictures and tons of really nice, you know, beautiful things to say, which is fucking awesome. Like I love hearing them stories, and a lot of those guys, especially in the horror side, are super nice.
Oh yeah, I mean, again, they make all their money at those conventions. Yeah, I did. I moderated a panel for him. There was only like maybe like six people.
Okay.
And I'd never done anything like that before. I had no idea I was doing it. I just came to help out my buddy. He's an artist.
Okay.
I'm not gonna shout out his name because we don't really hang out anymore, so fuck him.
The fuck him.
he's a good art by old school. He's cool. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, and then he just kinda like threw me into it. I had like no questions prepared. It was Sid Haig, this other guy who I think was like a wrestler who was like in a horror movie. and it was just like so awkward. Like Sid was looking at me and was like, what the fuck? When did you know you wanted to movie?
But guess what though? That's how a lot of those kind of go, right? Like I've seen tons of panels with like these dweebs that like get up there and they just and they're host it and they're hosting it, and I don't understand why these organizations, these companies, you know, mostly Wizard World at the time, were giving these dorks the mic and letting them run this room, because they're like they're asking all these ridiculous questions and it's a Q&A. like, you're not supposed to be asking questions, dude. You're supposed to introduce them, talk maybe a little bit, get the people that are want to ask questions, go
online.
You know, but I mean, listen, you probably did better than most. I can't tell you how many people I've like seen and be like, oh, I don't know if you should be out there right now, even near them. Like, because it either goes really two ways. It's either you don't know who the person is, right? Or you know who the person is to the umpth degree and you're such a fangirl, fanboy, whatever, you can't stop nerding out, which, listen, who cares? We've all been there, you know. But if you're in that kind of setting, it's just, you know, maybe it's not their fault, but it's the person who's handing you the mic and telling you to get up there, it's their fault, you know what I mean? So, but I hope you did a good job though. I'm sure you did a good job. Would you ever want to do more?
Yeah, they did an evening with Kevin Smith at Punchline a few years ago.
Did they really?
Great. I was the guy with the mic passing around, and it was, you know, and like Kevin was just like, "Hey, man, They got wait. What's the guy with the mics who's passing the mic around name? I just can't call. Can't keep calling you Kyle. And I was like, I said, you can call me Cockknocker.
That's awesome. How was he? Was he cool with that? What did he say? What was his response?
Yeah. And he was like, I can't call you Cockknocker. And I was like, oh, it's fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. He seems. He definitely seems like a gem to meet and to like be with. Yeah, I've never had the pleasure of meeting him. I would love to meet him. So, he's definitely a sweetheart. He's definitely a sweetheart. My goal in life, if I ever meet him, the biggest thing I want to say to him is thank you. Not for his work, not for his movies, but thank you for helping out a friend. He helped out when Stan Lee was in last year. Stan Lee wasn't doing good. All right. They fucking robbed that old man. They robbed the shit out of that old man. They really did. I mean, and they did it for years. All these cons, all these people. One of his biggest, his closest people, Max. I don't know. Me and him didn't really. He was okay sometimes. He was a little bit of a dick, but he was very forceful. Right. With not only myself, people around him, which you kind of have to be when you have somebody like Stan, but forceful with Stan. Like, hey, listen, we got to go. Like, we got to go, you know. And there were some talks and there were some allegations and things like that of him, you know, abusing the old man. Right. And a lot of people abusing the old man, not only financially, but sometimes physically.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah, he
what?
Max had I don't know how true this is. I don't really want to speak out of school, but I do know this is a fact. Max had some sort of charges. He was arrested for something. I don't know if it was like assault or whatever, but he had something on his record that made him questionable and things like that. And he was a big dude. He was a very big Hawaiian fucking looking dude. He was all right, but like I could definitely see him being
bleep out the name, right?
Max. Oh fuck no, Max. I don't even know his last name, but Max. If the people Google it, you'll figure out that I'm in the know. You know what I mean? And listen, I feel bad about it because guess what? I worked with that man for a couple of years, and I was around it. You know what I mean? And you know, I was kind of oblivious to it because of maybe just the awe of being in this presence of like fucking Stan Lee. You know, so. But Kevin Smith,
what do you mean, like abusing him? Like when they put him in a headlock, it was like, but I invented the Hulk, giving him a noogie.
I think the abuse really is really, you know, you go to these cons, you go to these conventions, and you know, Stan goes from sitting at a table for 3 hours signing his autograph, his name, all the time, interacting with these people, right? Doesn't get a break, doesn't drink a water, doesn't eat anything, goes in the back for maybe 15 minutes, and then he goes back out because he has to go do a panel. And he has to not only do one panel, but he has to do four panels, right, until 7 p.m., and it's 12. And then, in between those panels, he has to go do an hour of signing. And on top of that, Jay, the man also has to go do photo ops as well. That takes time. Maybe that takes 2 hours. Maybe it's supposed to take 2 hours. Oh my God, we overbooked. I'm so hours. It takes three.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 days, right? 4 days from Thursday to Sunday. Maybe Sunday's a light day. Oh well. But guess what? We're in Philly, and guess what, baby? We have to go to fucking Chicago to be there by Thursday again.
Oh, shit.
And you're 80. You know, and you're not getting paid, and they're not paying you that much.
What's the gap?
This went really dark. How much?
It's probably, for Stanley, it's probably a lot more now.
I don't know. I don't know numbers and things like that. But all I know is that Kevin Smith took, you know, took it upon himself to take care of the man and to bring him into his home, let him live there for, you know, a momentary amount of time. And I fucking love that about him. Oh, yeah. So that's great. You know what I mean? So, because it really is kind of a fucked up story. But honestly, too, I mean, it's a very familiar story. I mean, Elvis's manager fucking basically killed him. You know, he had a huge gambling.
Dude, that made his manager made it so he couldn't leave the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it so he couldn't leave the country.
He never toured Europe or anything like that because he was afraid to get too big and leave him for something. Yeah. Like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he had a huge gambling problem. So he would like stick Elvis in a fucking hotel and get him all fucked up and boozed up and take all his money and go gamble. And then when he lost all of it, he grabbed Elvis again and be like, all right, Elvis, we're going to go do a movie. Let's do it.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, man.
I wish somebody would take advantage of my gifts.
Right? It sounds awesome, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Somebody could take advantage of my talent.
Seriously, please, please rape me financially and spiritually. Please. But,
yeah.
You be what?
In a hotel room with some hooch.
Some hooch, some cooch, some little kush.
Yeah, some hooch, cooch.
You know what I mean? You know, fuck it. But yeah, shout out to Kevin Smith. Also, too, shout out to Stan Lee. It was his birthday the other day. But yeah, so Book of Boba Fett. Liked it.
Yeah, I'll have to see. Okay, it usually takes 3 episodes to get into anything, especially when it's only a half hour.
Well, this is a 6-episode miniseries, and you're only gonna get one. Yeah, I think you're only gonna get one season. So you better like it or not like it.
It's not as good as The Mandalorian.
It's not nearly as good as The Mandalorian. No, I will agree with you there. It's not as nearly as good, but I really enjoyed the story. I enjoyed seeing him get out of the Sarlacc pit. I enjoyed, you know, him also too interacting with the crime lords and interacting especially with the mayor of Mos Eisley and, you know, the mayor's, you know, assistant kind of comes in his place and says, hey, listen, sorry, the mayor can't be here. And also, too, we don't have any tribute to you, but you should give us money, though. That's how this works.
What a flex. What a flex.
Such a flex.
The mayor said you could suck his dick.
Seriously? Really? And
the mayor said this. Just gave him the Xbox.
Dude, wouldn't that be great if you just see like a Twi'lek? Just go like, and just give him the Triple H. Like, that would be awesome. And just walk out. Like, you know, Fennec Shan and, you know, like fucking Boba. They're like, what the fuck? All right. But I liked it though. Like, that was great. And also, too, that threat.
It's fine.
You know, the threat and the warriors, I guess, we're left with the notion that the mayor sent those guards to fuck them up.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Wait, do we ever get to the bottom? What does the Tusken Raider look like underneath the wraps and the?
They're all fucked up. I don't know. Just like a Jawa. Like, what's a Jawa look like? You know.
Just those little eyes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, one person I want to give a shout out to that I didn't realize that was in the episode until I had to do like research. Matt Berry is in this episode. He is one of the droids one of the torture droids in Jabba's palace. Do you know who Matt Berry is?
No.
Matt Berry is, yeah, he plays UK2B, which is kind of funny because Matt Berry is English, but Matt Berry has been in.
It's the guy from What We Do in Shadows.
What We Do in Shadows. Yeah, he's in What We Do in Shadows. He's in A Toast of London, which is a new thing that's coming out. The IT Crowd. Yeah, he's so fucking funny. He's especially so funny in fucking What We Do in Shadows. Like, I want his voice. Ah, fuck. You know? What the fuck is this? Yeah, I thought that was great. And then once I realized that, I watched the episode again, I was like, oh shit, it is Matt Berry. But it's so cool though when you watch something for the first time and you don't catch that it's like a famous actor or something like that, and then you rewatch it, I feel like you enjoy it a lot more, you know.
It was like a in Deadpool 2, it was Brad Pitt, wasn't it? He was like
Brad Pitt was in it for only a moment, right? He really asked,
he was invisible.
He was the invisible man. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he electrical wires, and then he, you only saw him for that, like zap him into visibility.
And the cool thing, cool story about that is Brad Pitt, all he asked for was a certain type of coffee to be hand delivered to him by Ryan Reynolds. So he not only got the coffee, he also got like, I think like $1,000 for like, you know, being on set, like extra pay or whatever.
He got way more than that, for sure.
No, he didn't want to. No. Apparently the story is he only got like a certain amount of money, not a lot, maybe a few grand, but more so he got a coffee hand delivered to him by Ryan Reynolds. That was his only thing.
That's such an alpha move, dude.
Such a boss move.
The former world's sexiest man, fucking dominating the new world's sexiest man is.
Yeah, like how much
Hollywood, baby? It's Hollywood.
I just would love it if, like, you know, Ryan walks up to him with the coffee, and Brad Pitt grabs it and takes a sip, and then he says, like, I really liked you and Two Guys and Girl in a Pizza Place. And that's it.
Nice. Deep cut.
Deep cut.
A failed Fox show.
No, it's ABC. No,
that was ABC. Yep, you're right. It was ABC.
That was what? I think that was the final years of Thank God for Friday. TGIF. Yeah, man. I like that show, though. I can't tell you who the other dude was. But I know that one dude was Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds. I was thinking of Stacked, the show Stacked with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
She worked in a bookstore.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. That was on FX. Was that ABC or was that FX?
That's Fox.
That was a Fox show.
And it was that smutty early 2000s, I think.
Yeah, I remember that. Wasn't she also like in an animated comic book thing that I think Stan Lee was attached to? Maybe I'm making that up.
Stripperella,
right? Am I making up the Stan Lee part?
No, I think Stan Lee produced it.
Something like that, right?
I'm gonna Google that too. Sorry.
Yeah. Jay, you're like my young Jamie. I love it. Yeah, I think so. If memory really serves, yes.
Yeah, it was a short ran show on Spike TV.
Spike TV, good lord.
It was created by Stan Lee.
Created by Stan Lee. Wow.
He made that shit up. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna throw big cans on her.
Yeah.
Hello, true believers. Try not to let the pages stick together. That's great.
I want you to take your top off.
I like drawing the nipples extra pointy.
Excelsior, take your pants off. Anyway, I love to. So I have a. So this is like a little Horcrux I have of Stan Lee. I have a shard of his soul trapped in here forever. Oh, nice. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. Holidama. I'm just knocking shit over. Good lord, it's a crazy episode. So let's go to Batman, shall we? So the Batman coming out 2022, right? It's coming out in
March,
right?
Yeah, it's like two months on this bitch. Like March 4th or something. It's like right around the corner.
Yeah, it's very, very, very soon. And it's crazy, too. And they're doing a crazy thing that they're going to not release the movie for 47 days until from the theatrical release to, I think it's like April.
Yeah, April 22nd or something.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Which is fine. Which is fine. Yeah. I'm going to go see it. I mean, that's a midnight for sure. I mean, I'm going to see that as soon as I can go see that movie.
Yeah.
I'll be like, that, like the first show I'm going to see that movie. It's fine. Yeah. I can watch it at home then. That's cool. I dig it. I'm not going to go back to the, you know, they, yeah, sorry. I have like three thoughts at once.
Take your time.
As long as they don't do what they did, like, as long as they don't do what they did with like Shang-Chi and just like they push that back, it was like 45 days, then it jumped to like 90 days or something. It was like 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
put it out, just put it out.
Well, they did that so much with Black Widow, and they did it to such an extent where you just like didn't care about it when it came out. Like it was a good movie.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah. It wasn't, it was not a great movie. It was so not a great movie. Yeah, it was not a very good movie. And especially to
poor Nat.
I know. Nah. But listen, man, she won that lawsuit. She's gonna be coming back, you know, she's gonna be doing something.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I'm not mad. I at first I was like, that kind of sucked. Like, kind of wanted the option to like either stay at home or go to the movies. But I don't blame these guys wanting the theatrical money. Like, that's where it is. And I don't know. Like, I enjoy the theaters. I want the theaters to stay open, you know. Having 2 years of it's a great experience, such a great experience, especially when you're a kid, especially this movie. This movie has to be like a Batman movie has to be seen in the fucking theaters.
Yeah, it's the biggest screen I can get.
At least. Yeah.
I wanna get nauseous when he's swooping through the buildings and shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah, or like, you know, like if remember seeing Dark Knight for the first time in the theater, and it's that bum 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 bum. Your friends are dead, and it's just like, yeah, like it just gives you goosebumps. I took a girl to see that movie. I think it was like my third time seeing this movie, right? I fucking love that movie so much. She had to leave because it got too scary for her.
Oh shit.
She was like, yeah, I can't do this. This is too, and the time, like when they got to the scene with the hospital, she was like, I can't do this. They're gonna blow the hospital up. I can't do this. And I was like, oh. Okay, cool.
That's like a weird thing to be afraid of. Like a
very like weird.
I can understand like a slasher, you know what I mean? But like an action set piece? You got scared by an action set piece?
The young lady had a lot of trauma, all right? She was like a fucking like ballet dancer and shit. And like she had a lot of issues, all right? So
did she do the Black Swan?
Oh yeah, like shit like that. Yeah, like fucking yeah, that like that's a great movie. Natalie Portman, that's a great movie. And guess what? You know, I'm excited to see her in Thor Love and Thunder as like,
yeah, are they gonna pass the torch? Is she gonna be new Thor?
Is she gonna be a new Thor? Is she gonna have cancer? Who knows?
Lady Thor,
dude. Hey, dude, that'd be great. I wouldn't mind it. That'd be awesome. And again, it's adding the Secret Wars. So
Lady Thor's gonna have the biggest boobs in the MCU.
Yeah, right. I'm down for it.
See him, like, you just see him trolling it. I was like,
no, bigger.
I'm down for it.
Her boobies got hit by gamma rays. He got bit by a radioactive titty.
Oh my god! You know that wouldn't be a bad way to go out, though. I'm not gonna lie.
No,
being bit by a radioactive titty, I would like that. I'd like that a lot.
All chemoed up, just fucking worth it.
No, it doesn't get you chemoed up. It gets you superpowers. It gets you like, I don't know, gets you weird.
In real life, I'm sure gamma rays would give you cancer.
Oh, it gives you tons of cancer. Gives you tons of cancer.
just all tumors.
Yeah, man. The sun gives you cancer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, shit. Like
he was bitten by a radioactive sun.
This mic is giving me cancer right now, okay? Like, everything's giving me like a cancer all around me. All right. I'm here for it. Fuck it. So
the glow from the screen, how it's radiating.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, dude. I got a circle.
Radiation.
I have this. I got the circle light. Like, I'm for it, dude. I'm gonna stick my dick in the microwave later. Who cares? I'm not gonna listen.
Dick in a microwave.
I can't tell you how many girls that I bring over and they look at this room and they go, "Oh, you have a kid. Oh, okay, you're a single dad. Cool, awesome." You know what I mean? You just see this. You got to realize on the other side, it's worse. All right. I just pulled a Stan Lee doll from the wall. All right, so all right, it's a real cum factory, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of ropes in that room.
Lots of ropes. All right.
So Batman.
Batman instead of coming. Batman. Yeah. I mean, dude,
I'm almost at that movie.
You what?
For sure. I'm shooting ropes in that theater. This movie looks bomb, dude. This movie looks so good.
It does look very good. Like, this new trailer that came out looks great. I mean, it's supposed to be set in the second year of him fighting crime as Batman. You know, he's uncovering corruption in Gotham City. Is there a connection to the Wayne family? Does the Riddler knows who he is? Like, what the fuck's going on? It's a lot of these trailers.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're our guest. No.
No, it's really cool. Like, the way they're painting it, it's the saying, like, it's his second year as Batman, but like, he's figuring out how to be Bruce Wayne too. You know what I mean? He doesn't know that part of his identity.
Correct.
You know what I mean? He's just, yeah, he's like, he's still like this brooding, it's Robert Pattinson, baby. He's one of the greatest actors around.
He really is. The kid from Twilight is like one of the best fucking actors. Like, you watch, like, ever see Good Time? Or it's a great Robert Pattinson movie.
You ever see Remember Me?
No.
Well, Remember Me is dope. It's like a rom-com. He's in it. But the M. Night Shyamalan twist is it's 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a love story, but then it's like, psych, 9/11.
Oh shit! I gotta watch that. Fuck. All right.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Remember Me is cool.
I gotta check that. I can't shut that out. I have not seen that. I've seen he's in a Lost City of Z. That's Lost a great City, movie. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it.
Lighthouse was good.
Lighthouse was really good. Yeah, Lighthouse. Like, there are certain parts of Lighthouse where I kind of zone out a little bit. But I think that's also too because I watched it at home and not in a theater. Like, that's one of the movies you have to watch in a theater. It's one of the indie films that just is only appreciated in the big screen.
See, again, like, you can't use your phone in the theater. So, like, at home, it's like, you know, I have something on, and then next thing you know, I'm just fucking scrolling through Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, how long has my dick been out? Like, what the hell? Like, you can't do that in a theater. There's like less distractions. It's just, I'm here for this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's so hard. And we all fall in them traps where we want to watch something that's like we're really excited for, but we pull out that fucking phone because we need that fix. You know, we just need it.
Speaking of the Lighthouse, Willem Dafoe was in that movie. He was also in Spider-Man No Way Home, right?
He was also in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Not really threatening. It was not threatened by the goblin. I could beat up Willem Dafoe. I feel like I could beat him up. You know, he's like an old man. He's like a scrawny old man.
But he's an old man with goblin serum in his veins that's like evil and shit like that. Like, you have to also remember he's also super strong. He has a serum.
I mean, Tom Holland is what, 5'4"? Like, I could throw him around. You know
yeah, exactly.
It's like a It's like a toddler fighting an old man. This was.
But in the comics, Spider-Man was never tall, super tall. You know, he's not like Wolverine small. He is super. Andrew Garfield is super tall. Yes, that was a very lanky Spider-Man. I'll definitely give you that. Yeah, it's so funny.
It was great. I love that movie, by the way. I cried three times in that fucking.
Is Spider-Man No Way Home?
Three separate times, like, oh, okay, fine. I reset, and then, oh god, we're completely dead.
What was the first time you cried?
First time I cried was the Man, Aunt May. The second one was the Andrew Garfield. Saving Zendaya, and the last one was him saying goodbye.
Yeah. That all right, you're a human being.
I had a heart that day.
I mean, but hey, man, that's what these movies are supposed to do. You know,
it's like, am I really crying in theater right now?
In a Spider-Man movie, like,
yeah, what?
Hey, honest to God, I'm just happy that you
keep jumping around.
No, dude, this is what clearly you don't listen to the show. This is exactly what we do.
Free flow. Yeah, you said it was very free flow.
Very free flowing. Like, you got to realize I'm probably not going to edit anything out. Nice. Yeah, who cares?
There's good content in here. There's good stuff in here.
Of course, there's great content. There's always good content. But so. So you're definitely going to see this in theater then, Batman.
Oh yeah, like
Batman.
Yeah, as soon as I can. I'd go now if I could.
yeah, definitely. Now, what are some of your biggest, I guess, hopes for this movie?
Just I don't see how they can. You know what I mean? I think they nailed the tone. I think. I don't know, like, real list the series is going to continue to go. Like, there are some, like, really, like, fantastical, especially, like, in his Rogues Gallery and stuff. So I want to know, like, how would they do that in this kind of, like, super, it's like a
hyper-realistic kind of, yeah.
Vibe, the gritty, and, you know, how are they going to bring in, how would you do like a man battling like this? It'd be interesting to see them make that work.
That's a great fucking Ivy,
like,
yeah.
Like, how does an Ivy like translate into this?
How do you not make it campy? Yeah, I agree with you. I think I've said this before. Like, I would love to see a man bat movie. I would love to see that. That would be great. I mean, yeah, like Spider-Man, what was it? Spider-Man 1 or Spider-Man 2? And Andrew Garfield, that was, Doc Ock. Or not Doc Ock. You had the Dr. Connors, who was the Lizard.
That's the first one.
Yeah, Dr. Connors is essentially a spoof off of Man-Bat, which Man-Bat's alter ego is so escaping me. I want to say it's Kurt Connors, but that's the Lizard. Kurt Langstrom. Good fucking job. Good job. I knew there was a reason why I liked you. Like that would be fucking, that'd be awesome. And honestly, dude, I think that would be a great like sequel maybe to this movie, or a sequel to this type of a movie where you have something super grounded and then you kind of dive in a little bit into the darkness. Like that's kind of how they did it in the Batman animated series, is that like the first season was very grounded. It was very mobster. Like, you know, Batman was essentially taking out organized crime. And then it kind of graduated.
That was the first episode.
The Man
Bat episode. The first aired Batman's episode. Yeah. On
is the Man Bat. Yeah. On Leather Wings. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first. Yeah, that was the first one. I think like, they could do it like almost like a Wolfman movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like set up that same, maybe like almost like a horror movie. Than a creature of the week, you know, monster of the week type of feel.
That would be cool. Yeah, I think that'd be cool too. Yeah, definitely. But also too, like, I think a big theme in a lot of these movies, either on DC or Marvel, is that, you know, the audience has gotten a little bit sick of having just one villain, right? We want multiple villains. Spider-Man No Way Home had what, seven villains, six villains? Six, including Doctor Strange. Yeah. And he makes seven. You know what I mean? I mean, listen, Doctor Strange was definitely a villain of Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, definitely a villain. He fucked up the spell. And yeah, he corrected it, but he also, too, created some madness. Ah, see what I did there?
Oh my God! Kevin Feige, where are you?
Oh, God.
Oh my God, you sound like Vincent D'Onofrio from fucking Men in Black.
Oh, where's some sugar? Sugar. Where's Jim? I gave him a break. He bent that guy in half.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Batman, excited for it?
Super stoked for this movie. Pattinson's awesome. Robert Pattinson is going to knock it out of the park.
Now, who do you like more as Batman? Like, and maybe this is a little question because maybe you haven't really seen Robert Pattinson's Batman really fully, but like him, Ben Affleck. I mean, hell, man, we got Michael Keaton coming back, which was also he started out as a comic.
Yeah. Michael Keaton, yeah, very, very great comedic actor. Mr. Mom is great.
Multiplicity.
Multiplicity.
Yeah. She touched my peppy, Steve. I like pizza. I fucking love that movie. Touched my peppy, Steve.
I gotta revisit that one. I haven't seen Multiplicity in years.
I was just thinking that too. I was like, I haven't seen that in so long, but I can still like quote like Steve, she touched my peppy. I like pizza. Like, yeah.
Michael Keaton was like my introduction to Batman. Mm-hmm. So like he's my favorite, even though he's the farthest from like what Batman really is. I mean, Christian Bale is a better Batman, but Michael Keaton will fucking kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you will die. He will kill you. He will set you on fire. He'll strap a bomb. He will throw you off a clock tower. He will kill you.
Yeah. And so that's
Michael Keaton.
That's what I'm kind of hoping. That's what I'm kind of hoping for with this, you know, Flash movie, is that you're going to see a more badass version of Batman, of that, you know, 1989 Batman, that he just got more dark. And, you know, because that, Tim Burton universe was supposed to be very dark and very morbid, things mm-hmm. like that, you know. I mean, hell, dude, he was going to include Batman in the Superman Lives movie that was never made by Christopher Reeves. Batman was supposed to mm-hmm. appear on the Times Square.
It was Nicolas Cage. They made the suit and everything.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah, yeah. But in the beginning of that movie, it was supposed to be Batman, you know, Superman's dead, and Batman comes on the Times Square and just goes on every television and says, "Hey, your hero is dead, but something will rise," or whatever, some Batman inspirational story or speech, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I want to see that.
Didn't they continue the 89 universe too, dude?
They were doing it in the comics or something like that.
Comic.
Yeah,
there's an 89 comic now.
That's a couple issues. It is pretty cool. But again, you know, they're gearing up for the Flash movie, which is smart. Mm-hmm. I like it. I love it when this, hey man, Marvel does it. Marvel does it all the time when they include these, you know, precludes to these movies, and you have to, you know, sometimes you have to get the comic to understand what's the backstory.
You catch that like the shitty little jab in No Way Home. Fucking Flash Thompson's fucking Flashpoint book.
Yeah, Flashpoint. I love that.
I think ours came out first.
Dude, seriously, I love that. And it kind of is. And dude, honest to God, if you really kind of look at Spider-Man No Way Home, it is sort of like a Flashpoint. It's Spider-Man's Flashpoint. Yeah. You know? Like, in a you know, in a very Star Warsy from a certain point of view, you know, like it is kind of a flashpoint. So, but
yeah, I mean, even like this new Flashpoint movie, they're gonna have what, like three different flashes.
One of them's bad. One of them may be Eobard Thawne. I don't know. I would love that. I mean, in the comic books, Eobard Thawne, spoilers, gets plastic surgery to look more like the Flash, you yeah. know. So yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. But are you gonna play us a song? Are you gonna play us out?
Oh no, I have like nothing prepared. Shit.
I wasn't sure if I was gonna throw this on you, but I was just like, let me whatever.
Oh, shit. No, my guitar is in Naeem's car. We got wasted last night. I was like,
that's a great place for it.
I was like, oh, I'll get it. If you're going to Raven, I'll get it tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well,
shit.
Yeah,
shit.
It's probably, so don't be sorry. I'm sorry for you. I wasn't sure if you wanted to, you know, grace us with your music, but next time though, you can come on next time and do it.
I'm releasing a song like later tonight. So that'll, yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
I don't know what that meant. I'm so hot. I need to take a nap. That's what I need to do.
Awesome. Well, we will we'll put that in the description below. We'll put all your Instagram link, all your links, everywhere they can reach you. Kind of tell the people where they can actually reach you at, Jai.
Oh yeah, do you follow me on Instagram at @OH_JAYSIMPSON at OJ Simpson on just about everything. Find me. Let's be friends.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said before, he is a very, very talented individual, and I'm so happy I know you. I'm so happy I can call you my friend, and I hope you tell people that we're friends.
I will.
God, you fucking that weird Sean kid, man. He had me on his podcast. Spent an hour of my life. But this was fun, dude. Please come on again. Yeah, dude,
anytime. This is great. We'll talk more nerd shit. I think I learned a lot. I learned a lot today, and I just want to thank you so much.
And that's all we ask for. You know, this channel and this podcast is about learning. But you know, actually, some a little bit of news before we actually let you folks go. We are good. Cinevaders is actually going to be doing a very cool thing on this Sunday, January 2nd. We are going to be partnering with a very great near and dear organization. If I can pull this the fuck up. We are very lucky to announce that we are going to be a part of the Indie Podcast Unite. Very special live episode on Sunday, January 2nd at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Standard Time. We're going to be joined. This is actually sponsored by Good Pods. This is an organization that Kim Kardashian is partnered with or heading up, or I don't know. I don't think she's going to be on this podcast, but who knows? We are joined by a lot of different podcasts. Listen podcast, the Western Reviews podcast, the Kotu Classics podcast, the Happy Hour with Hamilton Bros podcasts, us, of course, Cinevaders podcast, and Brave Dugout podcast. And that should be dropping soon. We're pretty excited for it. So this is somewhat of a kind of a big deal, as the kids say. Yeah, it's super sick. So guys, please check us out. But thank you so much, Jai, for being a part of this.
Jay, for fucking
letting me waste your time.
At any time, live long and prosper, homie.
Live long and prosper, buddy. Guys, I hope you guys are doing well. Talk to you guys soon. Later. Chone out.
Peace.
Oh, thank you.